Scottish presence on stage. His speech had a distinct purpose. Madam Contest Chair, fellow Toastmasters, welcome guests. Sandy wanted to share with us his good fortune in having discovered that maybe one of the mysteries of life is not so mysterious. Getting unstuck. Another commendation for Sandy is that he referenced the title and he stayed very clearly on that path of showing us, telling us what getting unstuck meant, explaining what positivity was and is, and giving us a good example of a relationship. His gestures on stage were clear and very expressive. For example, he mentioned a closed door, and he turned to a closed door. He then mentioned an open door, and pointed at the open door. I have a recommendation. At the beginning, relaxed and as polished as you were on stage, you went, right, like a little referee's whistle telling you to go. I would recommend that you internalise that. So that your kickoff is inside, then you can start. The next commendation is the clarity of the narrative. A very clear introduction of what he was going to talk about. The story that he told us in the middle, and then the conclusion, getting unstuck, staying unstuck, don't be stuck. Very clear, very inspiring. Second recommendation I have. Most of the time, you're very relaxed, and your body language was very expressive. I'm jumping, falling down to me, I'm not going to do it because I won't be able to get back up. And that was very clear, and your gestures up and down. The recommendation I have is your voice. At times, you spoke so quickly, especially at the beginning. I don't know if it was nerve, maybe you spoke very, very quickly, and I really it was. Gets good in a way, because I had to really listen, and you made me listen. And then, after about a minute and a half, you relaxed and slowed down. So then you sped up again. Finally, and in summary, I would just like to say, in your clothes, in your stance, the way that Sandy holds the stage, he's a great career in speaking.
Our next evaluator, Coralie Francis. Coralie Francis. Contest Chair, ladies and gentlemen, and especially Sandy. Sandy is clearly a professional speaker. I can imagine him doing seminars, and he drew us in immediately. That opening, that dramatic opening, throwing himself down on his knees. And we all related to it. It was a very fast-paced speech. He took us along like an express train, and it was all about us, and we all jumped on that express train, and he took us along with him. His words were amazing. Timbuktu, positivity, negativity. And I'd certainly buy into that seminar, that motivational seminar, and he would sell it to me. His positivity would bounce off on me. I felt it was like the five serving men, the why, the what, the where, the who. And I thought, I know why, I know what, I know where. I felt I'd like a little bit more of the how. It was about getting stuck. We all get stuck. And that's what I like, because we can all relate to that speech. And a good speaker is not about yourself, it's about what it is to them. And so we're all relating to that. I did think, well, how can I get unstuck? I think with that very fast-paced speech, which was exciting, sometimes a little bit of slowness, a little bit of calmness, and perhaps that's where we can become unstuck and see the way forwards. His body language was amazing. The upper body language, the head, the door, I could relate to all that. And he had good presence, walking, using the stage, and making eye contact with all of us. How can you improve that speech even more? He linked, he paralleled the loading of baggage to flying. And I think, never assume that everybody flies, because you could perhaps just alienate that one member of the audience who doesn't have to like flying. So with a professional seminar, make sure you include.